Jails across Indiana are overcrowded. That's due in part to a 2016 state law requiring nonviolent felons to serve their sentences in county jails rather than state prisons. The influx of nonviolent felons swelled the number of prisoners housed at county jails, which also held those awaiting trial. Monroe County Jail Commander Sam Crow says overcrowding strains local resources. Crow says the most common solution to overcrowding is what he calls the pretrial release program. In a pretrial release program, a court can waive an arrested person's bail bond, allowing them to stay out of jail. Arrestees are considered for the program if a judge deems them likely to return for their court date. Jail Commander Crow says that the pretrial release program is being piloted here in Monroe County, and it's their main tool to decrease the number of people held in jail. But it's not perfect.
So far this year, we have had 94 days where we have had 294 or greater inmates in our population, and our total housing capacity is 294. You know, those 94 days so far, we have exceeded 100% of our capacity. One of the issues that we have is that a lot of other county jails in the state of Indiana, especially the ones that are around us, have the same issues. They're either high capacity with their inmates, or they don't have enough staffing to accommodate any more inmates. The Board of Judges came up with what was called a bond schedule, and that was one of the primary things with the pretrial release program, is to have something where jail staff have the ability to release people that have been arrested without them going to a judge first. So with the bond schedule, it's based on the person's charges, their criminal history, if they're on probation, parole, you know, any of those types of things. So someone with an A misdemeanor, there's a certain bond for that. Someone that has a level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 felony, there are certain bonds associated with each class felony. So we started that approximately 10, 11 years ago. That helped our population at that time. They recently started the pretrial release program, and Monroe County was one of the pilot programs for that. You know, the bond schedule was kind of a precursor to it, but now they will have someone from probation come and meet with those people that had been arrested the day previous. They will go through certain classification forms, evaluation forms with that person, and then they will give recommendations to the judge. So when the person goes to their initial hearing, which we have initial hearings every day at approximately 2:30, the judge will look at the recommendations. Majority of the time, for our local judges, they will follow the recommendations from probation. One of the issues that we're having right now is that if a person is on pretrial release and they go out and commit a new crime, when they come back, they're going to be held. So we're starting to see some of that. If they're on probation and they get a pretrial release, they do something to violate probation, generally they're going to be held. So that's one of the reasons for the increase in population here recently.
Crow says that 2016 Indiana law, which sends nonviolent felons to jail instead of prison, isn't the cause of overcrowding in Monroe County.
We haven't seen a big influx with that. You know, at any time, we generally have 20 people or less that are actually serving time in the jail. Most of our inmates are pretrial or probation violations. So that didn't really impact us like it did some other counties.
Hendricks County Sheriff Brett Clark asked the legislature to increase taxes for the amount spent on each inmate per day. Sheriff Clark addressed the Summer Study Committee on Corrections and Criminal Code earlier this month. Clark's proposed tax increase is another solution to statewide overcrowding in county jails. Jail Commander Crow says those additional funds could help reduce recidivism in Monroe County.
So that's one thing that we're currently looking at, is programming to help with recidivism. If we get other funding, that's probably what it would be used for. Substance abuse court right now, or veterans court, mental health court, there would have to be a court like that. We would have to have programs inside the jail to help with job skills, life skills, just trying to improve those things so that when they step outside, they have a chance at getting back into society, have a chance to get back into the community, get jobs, you know, be a participant in society. There would also have to be a partnership with probation or with someone on the outside. So it would take, you know, pretty much everyone in county government. It would take the judges, the jail, and probation to be able to monitor this person for a period of time to help them get back on track where they need to be. Once they leave the jail, a lot of times they'll go back to the same habits, the same places, the same friends, acquaintances, whatever, that they were associating with prior to them getting arrested. So if they get back into that same track, it's going to lead them right down the same road that they were in, and they'll end up in jail again. And that's what we see so often now.
The Summer Study Committee on Corrections and Criminal Code meets again on October 10th. Indiana House Representative Matt Pierce of District 61, which includes Monroe County, is on the committee. For WFHB, I'm Gabe Donnelly.